Crypto sells off as BTC drops to 67K, while stocks climb. Bitcoin traded at $67,001 as of June 3, 2026, down 5.9% over 24 hours and 11.6% on the week, according to live CoinMarketCap data. The drop was not isolated. Ether fell 6.6% to 1,866. Solana lost 7.5% to 74.93. BNB slipped 5.5% to 654.56, and XRP dropped 5.3% to 122. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 26, firmly in fear territory. The session stands out less for the size of the move than for what happened next door. The S&P 500 and the Dow both closed modestly higher the same day, with risk appetite supported by optimism around AI spending and easing tension over U.S.-Iran talks to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Equities caught a bid. Crypto did not. A clean split between two risk markets. For much of the past 2 years, crypto and U.S. equities have moved together, both treated as long-duration risk assets that rise when liquidity is loose and fall when it tightens. The June 2nd close broke that pattern. Stock indices ticked up while every large-cap token fell several percent in the same window. Decoupling cuts both ways for crypto holders. When the correlation holds, a strong equity tape usually drags Bitcoin along with it. When it snaps the way it did here, crypto can fall on its own internal flows, even as traditional markets stabilize. The sell-off was broad and roughly uniform across assets, with the spread between the best and worst major, BNB at 5.5%, Solana at 7.5%, sitting inside 2 percentage points. That uniformity points to market-wide de-risking, rather than a single broken token or protocol. The week tells a worse story than the day. The 24-hour numbers are sharp, but the 7-day figures are where the damage shows. Bitcoin is down 11.6% over the week, Ether 10.1%, and Solana 10.7%. BNB is the lone holdout, down just 0.3% on the week, despite the daily drop, which suggests its slide is fresh rather than part of a sustained bleed. A fear and greed reading of 26 lines up with that price action. The index blends volatility, momentum, volume, and survey data into a single 0 to 100 score, and a print in the mid-20s signals that traders are pricing in more downside than upside. Readings this low have historically clustered near local bottoms, but they have also preceded deeper drops. The index measures sentiment, not a floor. This sell-off arrives against a backdrop of sustained outflows from spot products, a theme we covered when Bitcoin ETF flows turned negative for 2026. Persistent institutional selling tends to amplify retail-driven drops because there is no steady bid absorbing the supply. Practical notes for spenders during a drawdown. For anyone holding crypto in a self-custody wallet tied to a card, a week like this is a reminder of how spending balances behave when prices fall. A card that draws directly from a volatile token spends down a shrinking balance, and a planned purchase can cost more tokens than it would have a week earlier. That is the mechanical cost of spending the asset you also hold as an investment. This is one reason many users keep their day-to-day spending float in stablecoins and leave volatile holdings untouched during drawdowns. A USDC or USDT balance does not move with the fear and greed index, so a $200 grocery run costs $200 regardless of where Bitcoin trades that morning. Cards that let you choose which asset funds a transaction give holders a way to avoid selling Bitcoin at $67,000 just to buy lunch. Custodial card holders face a different consideration. During steep sell-offs, exchange-based platforms can see funding delays or temporary withdrawal queues when volume spikes. The balance is still there, but access can lag at exactly the moment some users want to move. None of that is happening as of this writing, but it is the kind of friction that surfaces in volatile sessions rather than calm ones.